I'm Margot Politis. Welcome to Study English, IELTS Preparation. Today, we're going to look at the use of pronouns in a story about durian orchards. English uses a range of pronouns for different functions. For example, there are personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, demonstrative pronouns, and reflexive pronouns. Today, we're going to look at demonstrative and reflexive pronouns. But first, we're going to meet Laura Fitzgerald, a durian researcher. She is describing a durian leaf. Listen to how she uses the demonstrative pronouns this and that.
This is the underside of the leaf, and we're seeing it at a 406 times magnification. These are the hairs that you see here. This is one of the reproductive structures of the pathogen, and it's called a sporangia. And what's happened is it's been in a drop of rain, it's splashed onto the underside of the leaf, and it's gotten caught in the hairs, and it's what we call germinated and started to grow across the surface of the leaf.
New research is investigating ways of inoculating or vaccinating durian trees grown in orchards with the good fungi to help the plant protect itself from disease.
She says, this is the underside. These are the hairs. Demonstrative pronouns demonstrate both distance and number, how close something is and how many there are. We can show this on a table. This is used for singular nouns that are near to you. These are used for plural nouns that are near to you. Laura is looking at a durian leaf and referring to part of it. The leaf is very close to her, so Laura refers to it using the demonstrative pronouns for near things. This and these. This is the underside. These are the hairs. Now listen to Dr. David Guest discussing the effect of the typhoon on the durian orchards.
In 1994 in Thailand, there was a typhoon around Chantaburi, which is the main growing area. What happened after that typhoon is that some of the trees were damaged by the strong winds. But after that typhoon, there was an epidemic of Phytophthora. And some orchards were completely destroyed by that epidemic.
He says, that typhoon, that epidemic. That is a demonstrative pronoun used with singular nouns that are far away. Those is used with plural nouns that are far away. The typhoon was distant or far away from the speaker. It was in Chantaburi, Thailand. The typhoon was also distant in time. It was years ago, in 1994. This is why he refers to it as that typhoon. So demonstrative pronouns apply not only to spatial relations, near and far, but also to time relations, now and then. In both cases, the pronouns convey distance. Let's look at some examples. I like this new movie better than that old one. This movie means a recent movie, a movie close to now in time. That movie means an older movie, more distant in time. These biscuits are nicer than those. These biscuits means they are physically close to the speaker. Those biscuits are further away. Listen to Dr. David Guest again, using that for a different grammatical purpose.
In 1994 in Thailand, there was a typhoon around Chantaburi, which is the main growing area. What happened after that typhoon is that some of the trees were damaged by the strong winds. But after that typhoon, there was an epidemic of Phytophthora. And some orchards were completely destroyed by that epidemic.
He says, what happened is that some of the trees were damaged. The word that is not used as a pronoun here, but as a complement, introducing what happened. We can remove that and the sentence means the same thing. What happened is some of the trees were damaged. You will see that used as a complement most commonly when reporting speech, ideas or feelings. He said that. She argued that. They felt that. That is the complement of the verbs said, argued, and felt. By now, you should be familiar with using demonstrative pronouns to make reference to time and space. Let's look at another group of pronouns, reflexive pronouns. There is one used twice in this clip. See if you can pick it.
Because there's a growing Asian population in Australia, there's a growing demand for durians. So we import durians, mostly from Thailand, and Thailand's certainly the world leader in durian production. Throughout Southeast Asia, it's the most popular tropical fruit, and the industry itself's worth somewhere between $2 or $3 billion a year.
New research is investigating ways of inoculating or vaccinating durian trees grown in orchards with the good fungi to help the plant protect itself from disease.
He says the industry itself. Itself is a reflexive pronoun. One of the functions of reflexive pronouns is for emphasis, to mean that person or thing and nobody or nothing else. For example, the house itself is beautiful, but the street is a bit noisy. I wasn't happy with the service, so I went to confront the manager myself. In these examples, the reflexive pronouns itself and myself refer back to the subjects of the sentences, the noun house and the pronoun I. They add emphasis to the statements. Let's look at the whole group of reflexive pronouns in this table. I might want to emphasise myself if I am speaking in the first person, or ourselves if I am talking about me and my friends, using the plural form. I could speak in the second person about yourself or yourselves. Using third person, I can emphasise himself, herself, itself, or oneself. The plural form is themselves. All of these words are reflexive pronouns that can be used for emphasis. Listen to the clip again.
Because there's a growing Asian population in Australia, there's a growing demand for durians. So we import durians, mostly from Thailand, and Thailand's certainly the world leader in durian production. Throughout Southeast Asia, it's the most popular tropical fruit, and the industry itself's worth somewhere between $2 or $3 billion a year.
New research is investigating ways of inoculating or vaccinating durian trees grown in orchards with the good fungi to help the plant protect itself from disease.
The reporter says to help the plant protect itself from disease. The reflexive itself refers back to the subject of this clause. The subject and the object are the same, the plant. A common use of reflexive pronouns is to refer to actions where the subject and object are the same person or thing. For example, I cut myself shaving this morning, not I cut me. I got out of the bath and dried myself, not dried me. We made ourselves a cup of coffee, not made us. Okay, so today we've looked at pronouns. We've talked about demonstrative pronouns, this, these, that, those, and reflexive pronouns like myself, yourself, itself. To find more help on pronouns, you can visit our website anytime. You'll find today's story, transcript, study notes, and exercises. That's all for today. I'll see you next time on Study English. Bye-bye.